This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're still trying to get a hold of Tom McHale. I just sent him a text. I don't know if he's read that yet. Oh, he did read it. Okay. Very good. When I was, I do not know how, I don't know how I managed to get invited to this affair, but I have done, over time, I have contributed a little bit here and a little bit there to Ammoland.com. I like Ammoland. I like everybody that writes at Ammoland. And some people I've never met. So I got invited to their breakfast at SHOT Show. And there, across from me, is a writer that I brought you his stuff before. Turns out he's in South Carolina, too. He's a homeboy. So joining us for the first time ever is from Ammoland and many other things. He's got a lot of the other resources he brings to the table. Joining us for the first time is Tom McHale. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Well, you know, radio, live radio is one of those, it's just full of drama. I'm always out here with the drama. So when we didn't get you, we were having some dramatic moments. So
I've been waiting by the phone. I guess we'll have to blame Verizon or something. I don't know. But it worked out.
So. I like it. Let's blame Verizon. We can definitely blame Verizon all day long.
The big evil corporation.
Yes. Yes. Well, hey, this is why you're the writer and I'm not. This is why, now you have written a few things that I really, really, really like. And I want to go over a couple of them, like, in addition to some of the technical stuff that he writes, because he has plenty of really good technical stuff. He also has some primers out there for you. So, like, one of my favorites is the 4 questions to ask in your next gun control debate. I love that, Tom. I loved that one. Gosh, I loved it so much. Could you take us through some of those?
Yeah, that was an Ammoland piece. And have you ever had times when you just sit back after doing the same thing over and over and over again with no visible result, just kind of smacked yourself in the head and said, why isn't this working?
Well, I'll tell you, I before the show today, I posted a video from Boyd's because I did a video for Boyd's Gun Stocks because they are a sponsor. And somehow or other, I posted that without any audio on it. So, you know, unless you were a really good lip reader, that was basically no good. So, have I ever done something and banged my head about an hour and a half ago? Yes, sir.
You know what you need to solve that is a good writer.
So. That's why I'm talking with you. So.
No, it's funny you brought that up because there's a lot of, I don't know, I guess you'd call it, well, I'll call it gun rights debate. It's, you know, there's political debate, but a lot of it's gun rights oriented. And it just occurred to me, you know, we all kind of default to this model of spouting off facts and data and this and that and the other thing. And you know, the fortunate part is facts are on our side. There are decades of data on gun issues and concealed carry and crime and all of these things. But you know what? When you're having a debate with someone who's either neutral on the issue or opposed to the issue, the facts really don't matter in the heat of the moment.
No.
And that was my head smack. You know, it occurred to me, I started thinking, I said, when was the last time I was in an argument or just a discussion with someone, and they said, and they were right. And I, in the middle of the discussion, I said, you know what? You're right. I'm changing my position 180 degrees. Thank you so much for sharing this information with me. I mean, I can't honestly say that's happened to me. Maybe one day, but not yet, right?
Right.
So it kind of occurred to me that facts are like coffee, you know? They need to percolate and stew for a while before they take effect. So I did this piece for Amaland, and the whole gist of it was, you know, let's have conversation. If you want to deliver facts, see if you can figure out how to make the other side ask for them. Because I don't know about you, but when I ask for something, I value it a whole lot more than when someone shouts it at me or tells me or, you know, kind of talks down and delivers that information my way. So,
right.
So that was the gist of the article.
Can you give us any examples of how you would what you would ask a? I'm presuming this debate would be something that you'd be having with a gun controller.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think there's a classic example out there. There are, you know, lots of folks in my friend circles and family who aren't for or against gun rights. They just have other priorities. You know, they've not looked at it like we do. And I think we get into this kind of tunnel vision. We're also immersed in it that we know these things and they're obvious and second nature. You know, for example, I think most people that follow the gun rights issue would know that violent crime and murder are down drastically over a 2-decade period. I mean,
right.
That's mountains of data, right? But to me, that's just a non-issue. I hear stuff on the news about crime and this and that, and I say, well, that's horrible and tragic and awful, but it was twice as bad 10 and 20 years ago. We're moving in the right direction, right? But other folks, you know, who aren't so immersed in that technology, skim the headlines, which is what too many people seem to do today, right? You read the headline that somebody else wrote with an agenda, and you say, oh, that's the whole story. That's the fact. That's the data I need right there. And the headline is, crime epidemic, gun crime through the roof, you know, mass shootings are more prevalent than ever, and all these things that just aren't true when you actually look at that data. Listen to me telling you this. I think you already know these things, don't you?
Right, yeah. But, I mean, the reason I'm asking you to give the examples is because, first of all, I like the way you tell the story. Second of all, it always helps to... You know, it just makes me seem so much smarter if somebody's saying the same things I'm saying. And the other part is it sort of reinforces the whole thing. One thing that I say that I've never really been able to gauge how effective that is, but one thing that I have always said is that if the gun grabbers were correct about how dangerous we are, there wouldn't be any gun grabbers. We would have killed them all by now.
Yeah, that's true. I think there's a meme floating around on social media that said if law-abiding gun owners were the problem, you'd know it. You know, it kind of speaks to the same point, I think.
Yeah, it would have been bad. And they would know it, and they'd know it bad. It would be horrible bad. It'd be bad. So that part of it, that always sort of makes me chuckle and everything else. Real quick, since we've only got about a minute left in this segment, you have so many different ways to find the stuff that you write. Take that minute and let's give out some links people can go to find some of the stuff you do.
Well, this is you just gave me a golden opportunity for a shameless plug, I think.
That's exactly what I was doing.
I appreciate it. So I do a lot of work for a lot of people, but I try and reference it on my own blog. It's called mygunculture.com. And I have social media accounts on all the biggies under the exact same name. It's at My Gun Culture on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Google+, LinkedIn, I think, is under my own name. But that's where I am all the time. I do send out a weekly newsletter that's not just my stuff, but I like to go out, as I know you do, and, you know, find really good info out there by people I know and have met or who do good research and find good materials. So I'd like to share that as well once a week. So,
right.
And people can subscribe to that email at my website.
I subscribe today. I suggest everybody else do it. You hang on, sir. We're going to be right back. My guest this hour is Tom McHale. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Yes, we are live tonight, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Tonight, I'm joined for the first time from MyGunCulture.com and AmmoLand.com, featured writer Tom McHale, who I've had many times. And I've done your stuff. I don't know if I impress this upon you, Tom. He sat right across from us at breakfast. And, I mean, the fact that I've used as much of your stuff as I have, and then you're sitting there having eggs in front of me, that was a little surreal.
Well, I learned something. I learned that you and I will both do pretty much anything for a free breakfast.
You're doggone skippy about that. But I mean, Freddie Real of Ammo Land, if you're listening to this, brother, you put on a good spread. That was an excellent, excellent breakfast. And I don't think I saw all of you getting out there saying, well, we don't need to make pigs of ourselves. But I knew what I was going to be doing. I needed the calories.
You know what was brilliant about that is they did it opening morning of SHOT Show.
Yeah.
Here we are about to go to 4 days of nonstop chaos and go, go, go. And they started off with a big, big social breakfast. I thought it was fantastic. So maybe that's a hint if he's listening to do it again next year, right?
After this is done, I think we ought to send the audio to him. Just this one segment where the first 3 minutes we're talking about his breakfast. So we'll probably do that. Yes, sir. So tell us about My Gun Culture. You have, and it's not just about the website and it's not just about the writing you do that kicks off at My Gun Culture. You also have you've written how many books?
I've done 7 books now. I've done 4 of my own. Kind of, you referenced earlier, the practical guide to various gun topics.
Right.
I have one on handguns, you know, kind of an introduction to handguns, another on holsters for concealed carry and concealed carry methods, a third one on how to get started reloading. And then I did a little specialty project on an easy owner's manual for the Springfield Armory XDS a couple of years ago. And then done a couple of books for the United States Concealed Carry Association, and just wrote one recently on the Constitution, kind of a Constitution for Dummies type book.
Now, is all of this a resource that they can find at My Gun Culture? Is there a place to buy them or all of that stuff there?
Yeah, everything is available at big retailers, Amazon.com and print and ebook versions, Barnes and Noble, places like that. It's also available at My Gun Culture. So, yeah, they're all there and ready to go. And the common theme through all of them is a very practical, down-to-earth, you know, right to the point, useful and quite frankly, a little bit fun tone. There's no reason you can't learn new things while having a bit of fun in the process.
Absolutely. Now, one thing that I noticed about you, I try to make this show not only about politics. I mean, after we had breakfast, I ran into him at the Vortex booth. And so you obviously, with some of the articles I looked at and some of the places I saw you, you also delve into the technical. Is it as hard to write about the technical aspect of guns as it is to talk about the technical aspect of guns on the radio?
You know what? It kind of is. It takes a lot of research, but you have to digest and understand it to the point where you can process it and spit it back out in your own way.
Right.
You know, I guess they say if you're going to teach something, you have to know it really well first. I think that that same principle applies. But the good part is I just love to learn. You know, that's besides the people, one of the great things of SHOT Show is just spending all that time soaking in, you know, taking in all that information about products and gear and companies. Just absolutely love it.
Was there anything at SHOT Show that you sat back and said to yourself, well, this is radical?
Yeah, there was a few things that now the geek in me will come out here because, you know, most of those are fairly obscure things. But yeah, there were some good ideas there. There was just randomly off the top of my head one, and this is how easily amused I am, I think, a company called MagnetoSpeed had a steel target flashing light indicator. And so the idea is this. If you have a steel target that's 800 or 1,000 yards downrange, you might hear it, you might not, especially with a lighter caliber. You know, so to know you hit, they have a little device that sticks on the back. And when you whack this steel target, the thing goes off like a strobe light, so you can see it a mile away. I thought that was a pretty clever idea. But the whole show is full of stuff like that. Just interesting ideas that people have come up with to solve problems.
One thing I noticed, and I spent a lot of time at the AR-500 Armor booth because they're a sponsor, and one thing that I noticed with them and with some of these other people, a lot of these really, exotic-type plates that were out there that used to cost $800 for a set, Now you can get them for about $400 a set, and the technology is catching up.
Now, when you say plate, are you referring to defensive plate vest, or are you talking about
that? Yes. No, I'm talking about defensive plate vest. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now, first of all, when I was in the military, we didn't have plate carriers. In the 1980s, Tom, we were just really quick. Soviets would have fired at us. We just would have been out of the way.
I always heard you guys duct taped them on. That's how tough you were, right? Just strap them on with duct tape and rip it off at the end of the day. No,
we did lots of things with duct tape. We didn't have plates to. As a matter of fact, the back in those days, the armored personnel carriers of the day, they had not yet gotten to the Bradleys. They just started fielding the M1s. And the M113s and the M577 personnel carriers, we referred to them as coffins.
Yeah.
Because they had this aluminum armor that you could dent with your keys. So a 7.62 round of any type would have punched in and bounced around like a really angry hornet. So not only were we quick, we were fearless, too. So I'm noticing that the tech of the day is slowly becoming more and more available to civilians at a price they can actually afford.
You know what? On that topic, I don't know if you saw this or not, but there's a company out there called Miguel Caballero. They're somewhere in South America. I don't remember if it's Brazil or elsewhere. They make civilian soft body armor.
Are these the ones that make the clothes?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They had a new offering out this year. It's basically a tank top undershirt that's soft body armor. I don't remember the exact rating, if it was 2A or 3, but it was respectable for a T-shirt. And, real thin, low profile. And I think that goes right to your point. I mean, look at what's out there today for the public. So.
Do you think that all of these products making it down to the level where a civilian can buy it? And I don't know that I would necessarily call myself a civilian now because I'm sort of jaded, but the idea that this kind of tech is available to them I'm so engrossed in this, I let this break sneak up. You hang on. We'll be right back. I'll ask that question when we get back. My guest is Tom McHale. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Tom McHale. You can find him at MyGunCulture.com, where everything begins. And if you haven't gone, and you should go and sign up for the newsletter. I signed up for the newsletter. I completely expected to change my life, and I should be able to grow hair, right?
Absolutely. Guaranteed. Okay.
See, you know, I mean, there's just all kind of benefits to that one. And at Ammo Land, he's a featured writer at Ammo Land as well. Now, you did a very good article the other day about, do people need concealed carry insurance? Do you have that?
Yep.
Do you carry any one of those?
I'm signing up with USCCA, as a matter of fact. So.
Now, USCCA is the biggest one. And they have the most members, and they probably have the best network, and they probably have the most experience. So I understand your reasoning behind that. And you also looked at Second Call Defense, who's been a sponsor of mine. USCCA has been a sponsor of mine before. The Armed Citizens Network and NRA Carry Guard. Do we know if the NRA Carry Guard has defended anybody yet?
I don't. Now, not to say it hasn't. But I don't. I know many of the others have. Now, in fairness, is that because they've been around longer? Or is it because of the model? I don't know.
Now, did you get involved in any of that drama that was around when NRA Carry Guard came into being?
I tried to stay out of it. let's just say I've had a really good relationship with other folks in that space for a long time, and
right.
I think it could have been done a little more smoothly, and I should probably leave it at that. But, on the plus side, I'm glad to see that this is becoming more of a mainstream thing.
It's one of those things, if I had the money, I would start one of those myself, because it has to be a money-making proposition, just because most self-defense gun defensive gun uses, 97% of them occur without pulling the trigger, right? So
right.
The chances of you actually having to defend somebody that's within your policy and your purview is sort of low. having said that, though, now while you're trying to stay out of that, and if you don't want to go there, that's fine. I looked at I don't understand why the NRA had to do what they did. Because I knew when the NRA started CarryGuard, that was up. There's so many gun owners out there that don't even know this kind of business exists. And when NRA started it, then that awareness would happen. And when NRA did start it, who was it? Was it New York Times that called it murder insurance?
Yeah. Somehow I'm not surprised.
So they, people became aware of it, and it actually sort of kick-started the whole industry. So I don't understand why they did that, and at the same time, I would really love to see how their system works when it's stressed. Like if somebody says, "Hey, I just shot somebody in self-defense," I'd like to see how that works out for you. Now,
if people are shopping for that, what I learned in doing the research for that piece was that there's some very important differences between the offerings out there. When you need help, you need it right then. You don't need a reimbursement, 6 months or a year or 2 or 3 years down the road, you're going to be in a lot of hot water regardless of the circumstances. And in many cases, even if you're right, you can still lose. So this is one of those things, kind of like life insurance, I guess. Look at the details very carefully.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those things to where you don't need it till you really need it.
Right.
So it's, I don't know. I was with Second Call Defense. The thing I like about Second Call Defense is that their offering gives you psychological counseling. And as someone who has shot somebody accidentally, that would have been nice to have had when I was 15 years old, but I didn't have it. So, I look at that and I look at my past life experience and I say to myself, well, that would have been nice to have had. They also clean your carpet and they'll get your guns back and they'll defend you in civil court. But at the same time, all of them sort of have their strengths. The only one I have the question about is NRA CarryGuard, and that's just because, as far as I know, they have been untested.
Right. Now, I do believe, and I want to be careful here, but last I checked, it was there are some upfront benefits, but there's also a big reimbursement down the road element to that. So that's something you just need to be aware of, how the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing with the NRA one. That part of the problem is that they think that lawyers, like a lot of these, and I'm pretty sure USCCA has it, they all have lawyers that are part of, that are like affiliates and know that they're affiliates. So they have contact information. So if you do need one, they're calling them. They're familiar with USCCA. They're familiar with the way things work. I would imagine they sort of specialize in that field of self-defense gun use.
Right.
So with those guys, they know the call is coming. But they also provide money to pay those guys, where NRA is presuming, without putting any lawyers out front, that whoever you got for a lawyer, when you're there, they'll put some money up front and say, just tell him you'll pay him the rest when you're done. And he's just going to go, okie doke.
Yeah, I've never yet met a lawyer who works on that principle, but, maybe they're there. I don't know.
I'm trying to imagine that world, and I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I just don't. It's just not out there for me. But all that being said, now in South Carolina, right, I saw this the other day, and we've only got a couple of minutes, so I don't expect to make this a big, long conversation. But now in the Senate, they're actually moving ahead with constitutional carry. Did you see that?
Yeah, that kind of seems to rear its head, from time to time. And I don't know, you think it'll sail through this time?
Well, I mean, the problem with the state Senate in South Carolina is that most laws that the House passes go there to die.
Right.
And my state senator, for the longest time, Larry Martin, was in charge of the Judiciary Committee. And he was a Republican. And he told me on the phone that the Second Amendment doesn't say you can carry what you want to carry, whenever you want to carry it, wherever you want to carry it. And he also thought that law enforcement in South Carolina was idiotic because if we carry it out in the open, for example, that, you know, that would, the cops wouldn't know who the good guys and the bad guys are. Even though, what is it, 44 states that have open carry provisions?
Yeah.
Do we have any data on
all the what if panic, right?
Do we have any data on a cop pulling up beside somebody saying, "Oh, look over there, Smitty. He's got a gun. I will shoot him." That's never happened, right?
I've heard more of the opposite. When you know, a couple of years ago, when all the rage was having open carry protests at Starbucks and places like that, the cops that got involved with people walking down the street with a gun were did not feel that way. That it was time to start shooting. You know, they went up and said, "Hey, this is disturbing people. We know you're allowed to do it. Can you tone it down? Would you do a favor for me and try and help me settle this disturbance?"
Yeah.
Those are the types of stories I heard. So
you can find Mr. McHale and the stuff that he does at MyGunCulture.com. He's also a featured writer. One of only three on the contributors page. He actually has this picture on the bottom of the first page. You, Kodria, I can't remember who the other one is. And you can click there and go see all of that information he's got there. You can sign up for his newsletter at MyGunCulture.com. Go do it, because he covers so many different areas. And that's one reason I have used him for so long. And now he's a guest, a recurring guest, I hope. But we'll finish this up when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Tom McHale. He has MyGunCulture.com, where it's described as a half-cocked but right on target look at the world of shooting and all things related. Now, Tom, I have to ask you this. Now, you live in Charleston, South Carolina, which I have to admit, I know Columbia is sort of a, shall we say, confused city. I live pretty close to Greenville, which is beginning to get a little confused when it comes to stuff like carrying a gun, for example. I presume that you carry a gun, do you?
In fact, I do. Imagine that. Every day.
Well, then I can very easily imagine that. So, anyway, what is it like in Charleston? Is it confused? I know there's a lot of old money down there, but I mean, Charleston's probably the most recognized city name in South Carolina, so a lot of people come there.
It's great. I'm actually a little outside of downtown. I don't live in downtown proper. I'm in one of the suburbs, but I'm pleasantly surprised by the number of people that are law-abiding gun owners, by the number of people that have a permit that kind of exercise that right responsibly. It's really a non-event around here.
Right.
You know, when you go to the airport and have to check a gun, their question is usually, oh, what else do you have? How do you like shooting that? I'm thinking about getting one. You know, that's what you hear from the TSA agents here. So, you know, it's a pretty good environment, I think.
Did you carry a gun to Las Vegas?
No, I did not. But only because it was kind of a hassle, you know. Being on the show floor most of the day, I don't think you're allowed to have one in there, and I didn't want to. It's just a safety thing since everybody's handling guns on the show floor. So given that I was there 20 hours a day, I did not. But I have
one thing about the you have carried a gun at SHOT Show before?
Not at SHOT Show, but to Vegas before.
Yeah, okay. Because I thought in Las Vegas, for some reason, I was thinking this is going to be a little more jacked up since Mandalay Bay. But when I talked to some of the Las Vegas PD, they were like, well, if your permit isn't recognized here, you can carry openly. Which I don't know if the South Carolinian permit is recognized there, because I didn't take one either. Although I'm a big fan of one of your co-writers at Ammo Land, which is John Farnham. And sometimes some of the stuff he writes just makes me go, I need to carry a gun everywhere I go, including the shower. So,
yeah.
do you find that most people think that in South Carolina, that it is one of the deepest, reddest states there are, and yet South Carolina and Florida are the only two shall-issue concealed carry permit states that don't allow any sort of open carry at all. And one of the things Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was going to say it's actually it's very zoned. There's the majority of the state by area is very red. There are pockets. I think downtown Charleston is fairly blue. So there's, you know, it's a mixed environment. You know, especially at the state government level. So.
Right. Yeah, the state government is quite fun. I did a radio show in Columbia when I was in radio in Columbia, and right down the street from the state house on Gervais is a mosque. And I did, that was back when Sharia law, the Sharia way of life, was relatively new. It was just a term, right? But I went out there and did one about what it actually was, and I was explaining, well, all of you ladies right now at the bank that are wearing a dress, you would be beaten with steel rods in a Sharia-compliant environment because, well, you're not very nice ladies because of the way you're dressing. And some of the people at the mosque took umbrage at that.
Yeah.
And I had to explain to the I had Alan Wilson coming on the show on a regular basis, and I simply explained to him, you're going to have to write me a get-out-of-jail-free card because I'm not going anywhere without a gun from here on out.
Well, you know what? These days, a lot of people are making that decision.
Yeah. So in the what is your carry gun? I'm always interested in that when I talk to some people. What gun do you carry on a regular basis?
How about one of three or four?
That's fine.
So the one that wins frequency is probably the 6 hour P229 Legion 9mm.
Okay. Nice.
I've just always been a double action fan, and it's just a great gun. You know, when I need something smaller, but I almost always carry a full-size gun like the Legion, but when I need something a little smaller, I like a Springfield Armory XDS 9mm. Okay. Yeah, got to have a nice 1911 sitting around for a special occasion, so that comes out pretty frequently, too. But the SIG has been in first place for a while.
I don't have a problem carrying a full-size gun. Sometimes, when I had my heart attack, I was running around in workout clothing a lot because I was trying to rehabilitate. And I had to try to figure out what to carry and then how to carry it because gym clothes don't really lend themselves to concealed carry very well with any sort of gun.
Right.
And so I do default most of the time to the full-size guns, and I either carry a Nighthawk full-size 1911 or something like either... I'm not a big Glock fan, but I do like the Glock platform. I just don't like Gaston Glock. But I have one sponsor that builds Glock clones, so I carry one of those because they're as good as anything I found. Or a SIG P320.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But when I'm working out...
That's another one that's a nice gun. I forgot to mention that as one in the mix. In,
which one?
Chambered in 357. The P320.
Yeah.
And 357 SIG, the full size.
Did you get your trigger reworked?
I have not. I am not going to.
I'm not going to do it. I've heard too many stories. I've seen too many people that get it where, like, if they're pulling on the trigger, the slide raises up on the back or something, and I don't know what they did, and I don't think they needed to do anything because what is it, the 46 millionth axis that you got to drop it on, and maybe it goes off. And of course, if you hit it in the back with a hammer, it's probably going to go off too. So,
right.
I that so rarely happens when I'm carrying my gun.
If you have to work that hard to make it go off by quote unquote accident, it's not something that's my biggest priority.
It's not a problem of drop safe. Although my XDS type gun, I'm about capacity. I like capacity. So my SPS type or my XDS type gun is a M&P Shield 2.0. And I got the one that they just came out with the Crimson Trace laser built into it.
Yep.
And then I put a +2 adapter on my magazines to give it 10 rounds. That's not a bad little gun.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a couple of XDSs in right now for testing. I've got a Performance Center 45 with ported barrel, which is pretty sweet. And the 9mm is a great gun. I mean, it's talking about a value. It's a really good value.
I have never tried the XDS. We'll have to get together one day, and you can teach me of the XDS. That would be something
like a plan.
I'd like to try because I with 1911s, it used to be Springfield or nothing for me.
Yep.
And
that's what mine is.
So... The XD series, I've never really carried them, although I find that everybody that I know that carries them, they're like really devoted to them. There must be something about them that they like. They haven't articulated it to me, but there must be something about them that they like.
Well, it's an accurate gun, just out of the box. It's a very accurate production gun, more so than most of the others I've tried. It's got a decent trigger. I like the grip angle. It's, you know, you either like the Glock grip angle or you don't. And if you don't, then that points you to the XDS or the M&P or 1911 or whatever else. But that's a nice gun.
The Glock grip angle for me, I prefer the 1911 grip angle. Because really, of all the guns I've ever carried, I carried one of those for 7 years when I was in the military, which I was in a European unit. So when I say I carried it, I did. And I'm just used to that. I'm used to that grip angle. I do not look at the 1911 and say, oh, that's yesterday's technology. I'll just carry something else. I'll carry one of these plastic guns. I like those. They're big and thick. I don't look at it and think that because, people still use them today. I mean, they're quite abundant. A lot of people carry them. What is it? Masada Yub says most gunfights are over with in 4 rounds. So that puts the single stack in contention in a gunfight, so that's good to go. So,
Me, it's about confidence. You know, the grip angle and the ergonomics of guns like that. If I close my eyes with an empty gun and raise it, I'm on target, you know?
We have run out of time again because I haven't managed time good just because I enjoy talking to you. So we'll do this again real soon, and thank you for coming on board.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Back again tomorrow. And between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.